This morning, I would like us to turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. We would like to consider the parable as it is commonly called the prodigal son. But our key text in this is verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. So our theme that we'll be looking for this many people know this parable as the prodigal son, but we think about the misery in forsaking God in this parable, the misery in forsaking God. You know, many have drawn many lessons from this parable. Some have drawn moral lessons and all that. But you know, all the parables of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, almost all of them has gospel applications. Almost all of them has spiritual meaning, not the ordinary moral lessons that they carry. It goes beyond that, because they are parables. The air can say, and I'll pay you a share, sir. Maybe some more yes Christo can ya nipa brain me friend the prodigal son. In America say nima you brain nipa achre a fisa maybe some mu do much miss my bet me inya sasem be a fisa and some kaimu a bit watch you might be free. But the air can say maybe send ya yes Christo a used to yeah and run no wasas yes you know. And the crabby about to me, I came from Biano, a war, and some panel I found one of Hono, and will be able to see to me a few. And then I'll pay a bachelor, a rebel, and I said, how I won't say, Nipa, I can't feed Yankupon, and also a pound Yankupon one. A rebel, and I said, a dear Tunipa. And I eventually was a brand in a bravo. And you know that this parable, if you start from verse 1, it was part of those parables Jesus Christ used to answer the Pharisees. If you read from verse 1 to 3, it said that, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, so it was an answer to them accusing him of what? Eating with sinners. So if you look at the previous parables, he was trying to tell them that God indeed receive sinners. God shows mercy to those who are lost. So if they claim to be self-righteous, they should be. So it was an answer to them, and these were the parables he used to tell them. We might not consider in detail the actions of the elder son, but the material is many, but in simple terms, the attitude of the elder son represented that of the scribes and the Pharisees. They were self-righteous. They claimed to be okay. So that is that. But we will concentrate on the attitude of the younger son, for there are a lot of materials, a lot of things to look at from this. So these Pharisees and scribes were ignorant that God always seeks sinners to save. Because if God does not seek sinners to save, then what again? His mercy is to those who are in need of pardon, those who are in need of forgiveness. Yeah, you can say. Yes, Mr. Sir, and maybe some more kind. Or kind, Eddie, scribe in the Pharisee for no, as some of them catcher, no, who can't verse one, never know. Or say, Nipple, Bebre, a tribunal, at the boy of one, a public, a told you for, so my bit is Christo. Now, Pharisee for the scribe for no, who you know, only me, 8 years ago, Nipple way, or at the boy of one, no, me. In our version, say, now, yes, who can, sir, and maybe send me, Edemar. And the castle, Mabusam, the Kaya Equivino, your castle, Papane Bapinino, the Obama Buff, nor just on the Waya Dietrinia, nor just any papa, and the Nibana of Equity Bonino, or the Waba or Sansu Mobo. Near castle, Sir Penino, Miss Moyen, your man, is now for a sinner's cry for no, almost the home was there. I'm with you. 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 as I said, my purpose this morning is to reflect on the attitude of the younger son. So the mechanic said, me, what time you pray? He said, you better drink a bucket one, the subaya or danity. So the first thing is that his attitude, we can picture it as the sinner's desire only after worldly things. The sinner's desire only after worldly things. From verse 11 we read, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and a younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of the good that followed to me. And he divided unto them his living. It's not a common principle nowadays that life is about making yourself happy and that don't let anything bother you. Anything that hinders your happiness is not good. So life is about making happiness. And they say that man, the purpose of man is to pursue his own satisfaction. If I'm able to make myself work or do something and have enough of the world goods, and I don't seem to, in the world have any trouble, then I'm okay. If God pleases with me or not. The other kind of say, and yet I've been away from the argument, I say, oh, morning, my brother won't call so, I may be being so fine. Now, the almost kind of say, Nipa, dear, who the answer of my brother will be near me about now when you are going to be there and how I mean. And for whom was there, Yankupon, Nipper. And our defense, we need our first winner. I mean, that is the general idea of our world. Go to food of business, go to the workplace, and attitude of people is that. And that shows the heart of men. Go anywhere that the people gather to engage in anything. It's about my own choice, my happiness, and that is it. I want this, and I want to be up. I don't care the way I'm passing, I'm choosing. If God's will or God's law, frowns upon or approves it or not. No. Men dream of grass, but I am this minister, you are quite a member to me. Yamini Johanna in Joh, Yamiak, Dabi, the ambition was that Minyana Menijo Kuadia, and only a minipa, I dream a woo yasin. Namkasa, could you remember of it? Koma, a year, a woo, a jump, a dig of it. Komoswa, maybe any patient here. Even when there is a queue for something, people want to jump it because they can't be wait for their turn. They want to cut corners and even, because they can't be happy being the king. That's the attitude of men. We want our own way in the things in our own world, not considering that we are abusing the will or the justice of God. So when a younger son said to his father, Father, give me the goods, the portion of the goods that falleth unto me. It is the same also with the desire and the pursuit of sinners after the outward blessings of this life. Food, dresses, houses, health, honors, pleasures, and riches of the world. That is the order of the day. The air can say, such is to buy a little a pair of one if I come in. I didn't have any five people. We are Sabiani, Intadia, and Dine. We are still in New York. We are still in Niger. And we are still in Yoma, if we see a song. And not even idiot. And I don't have any past or real. And I cry away. Then I'm going to do. And then when I share and say, when you are telling your man, that's all quite a problem with me. Naturally, that's what we are. Nobody teaches somebody how, if you get the things of this world, you'll be happy. The madman on the street is asking for money. What is he going to use money for? He thinks money will make him happy. But that's for now, a crime hole, or such a guy. On the second end of this cabaret, of this cabaret, so that is the attitude that man, by sinners, our hearts desire for things, but hate God. You go around churches today and listen to prayers of many people in their churches. What are they asking for? Marriages, children, business, whatever, traveling. That is what people ask for. Absolutely, look at if you have been to these churches and their prayer when they are praying. It's all and their pastor. That's what they told them. Look for this and you'll be happy. And these things suit the carnal nature of the worldly people, because that is what that is all that they can desire after. Sars buying a cat and for new mark, new car or tramp for Nemo. Yame, a dobian anymore. But let us know that the things of this world, the riches, the honors, God sometimes give a lot of them to those who don't know Him. And it's true in this world. And He gives them sinners to have many of them than even believers. Do you know why? Because believers
No matter how strong we are, even if we have many things of this world, and grace does not hold us, we shall be vain as the world. And even our religion will be sometimes sham. So God sometimes gets, like he gets loose of the worldly things, many of sinners, and even God, after they are going to be destroyed. When somebody is feeding his sheep or pigs, but we want them to be fat, finally, well, they are going to the slaughterhouse. Is that not so? But those that he will not sell immediately, he keeps them alongside. The air can say, sorry, I can't be brave. Now, quote here in Paiwan, very brave. I'm a Jew, Full. When is full? When Abraham go to Canaan, he didn't have the possession. How many years later? Over 400 years over before his descendant went there to inherit the land. But it was being inhabited by the Amorites and Amalekites and whatever it is. The air can say, Canaan land, and now Israel for any dash or move as promised land. What shall I say? Not at one point at so. As I mean, two of them, and my Israel for what? So, who's the young boy? Now they are mad about what normal so. And yet, and no, and poor. In an hour, when you need us, name will stack or beg you of a young for four or make me up soon. I mean, Canaan and your mom, when you ask, we are seeing your man as I see near soon or bind here, it's just to help them. But the people is that you have a people who will be holy and live for him. But Israel failed. You know, Israel, if you read their history, they couldn't obey the Lord. But so you know that. There's a popular prayer of David. He said that in Psalm chapter 17, verse 14, he was praying that God should deliver him from such minds of people. He said that, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babies. Men's what? From men of this world who have their portion in this life. I say, David, no one by the book engine if you or more my dream just say, we are seeing the power of my dream to say, we are seeing my pet, you know, pet. I say, on your own day, a ma or more fuyama, or the Yama Momo Pam of Fuyama. No more, or some more, my baby, no more, I'm the Mutta Padam, or if we saw as I see sooner, or send the passion. So, he was almost a much of ours as he's super. So, that is the attitude of sinners. They seek for things of this life. And nothing more. So that's the attitude of this young man. He looked at his father's property and said, oh, but if I should have my portion, I should be okay in this life. Or can of a pleasure by dear, oh, see me, my brother, what a deception. Okay, let's move on. Verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. You know that here his actions are very illustrative of unbelievers who daily seek to receive good things from God and yet forget and forsake him. Immediately he got a possession. He did not Bible say what? And not many days. Yes, he was with his father waiting. Immediately he had it, he left home. And Miran is that can the chapter panel. No, 50. Now, make us a new buying a young for the ma, a real simony pa, or not an identifier. Umbaso, Yanko Point Show. Name of Yanko Point dear, Nasa, Yanko Point in Ryan, Yanko Point dear, or much nothing. And yes, I am very great here. Oh, you are not who questions, you are the head and not the tail. And yet, those who you think they have found this promise of God for them don't know even what the will of God is, they don't love God. They live their life against him, and yet they are calling the promise of God for them. They shall not be barren, and they shall not be this and all that. The can say, "Sam, go forward, you know. Omo epi biasi nyama, omo pu nyankupong, omo fanyame enyango." How he quickly gathered his possession and travel signify the force of sinful desire. Basima obwagwa nyama nunya otu pain in tempel muarano extremism abone. to me who you are whom. When a desire for a sinner to sin, he can't, like, let's say somebody have anointed, somebody. He can't keep it till he has really burst off his anger with filthy words or with whatever he can do. That is it. The force of sinful desire. That's just an example. And, or you can think of every sinful desire. If there's a force, immediately, it wants to gash itself and, do whatever you want to do. Let's look at, human beings in general. As soon as a child begins to talk, as soon as he begins to think and talk, what does he do? Bible says he begins to say lies, begins to think of evil. Emra nipa yawuye yetumi kasa yetumi bien kasa pe bone nkoa. The very first desire to live independent of God. Yawa kura onipa dia edi ni first of first or chance or we are no nyame eni. Akura bi no ma naturally no onim nyame. No child naturally know about God. So when he's growing up or she's growing up, all he's brought up to know is that I want to live my life independent of instruction. No child wants instruction until he's taught to be, to be disciplined. Some of the parents say, "Ah, nyangu pon endi eso." Any kwe is a prayer or shas here. So or no kasapa. On person or shem rebiase. This is a child with my emrati. That is how it is. So is it really like, we are all human beings and we are like that. And when, in sin, that is it. We don't want God to rule over us. We want to rule our own lives. We want to live independent of God. The desire, the thought, the conversation, actions are all against God. Those who are sinners, that is how it is. Their desire, in their hearts, yes, they may put up religion, but in their hearts, do they check their heart desire with what God agrees with? Do they check what God approved before they speak? Do they check what God approved before they act? No. So long as they have the ability to speak and think and act, they act, careless of blaspheming God or not. So that is how it is. So sinners depart from God from day one, having no regard to him in their heart, to his honor and glory, to his cause and interest. They don't care if God is defamed or not. Remember when David heard that Goliath was defying the armies of Israel, God and the armies of Israel. He said, "What? This uncircumcised Philistine, blaspheming God?" But Saul and others were all there. They couldn't. They were faithless. But a child and a young man like David could stand up and defend the name of God because he knew who God is. And that is how, when a man's heart is changed, until we are changed to that state, we hate God, we lie. Whatever religion we put on, we hate God. We know it ourselves, our desires, our words. How many of us weigh our words in light of God before we speak? There are marks you have to check. How many of us weigh our actions in all its ways? Does it please God? That teaches how we are like this young man. Immediately he had enough, he left home. I want to live independent of God. And look at it, and took his journey into a far country. How anxious he was, he wanted to be beyond his father's supervision. You see, all along while he was there, it's like he was waiting that a time will come. Maybe they, like the Jewish people, they have the age, when the father is still alive, they can have their portion of his goods. So I'm sure he was waiting for that time. And immediately, I'm sure the day, the hour, he goes to the father, "Father, give my possession to me." And that is how, the desires of sinners are. They want to live without God's presence or abide in his laws. It's a deception. How can you be in this world and thinking you can live without, you can live without God's, supervision over your life? You run your life into destruction. How can a car move without being controlled by a driver? It will crash. Such is our lives. And people move their lives in this world thinking that, because naturally we are endowed with sense, some wisdom, and we can live our life forgetting that whatever this world is, there's a God. There's a universal God. There's a universal judge. and the one who controls things in this world. We think we can live independent of him and live outside of God's eye. Many attend churches every day, yet their heart is far from God. So, when we look at his travel to a far country, it's not our personal being per se, our heart is far from God. If we abide in sin, yet bonim yakuma and ni yakuma yet na bonim wa. And yet fine ni pedriana kekena if ya means yakuma no. Because where the person's heart desires go, that's where your body and your mind will follow. So it is. So many people are in churches, but their heart, omakuma ni yakuma, dwelling in their heart is in hatred to every warning of God's word to repent. Debia, your boss, sorry, you're going to watch them train, you're going to cry, you're going to practice to hope, you're going to fight, you're going to shine in the sun, you're going to shine upon the patch. Oh, let's put it aside. Debia, it's a, oh, it's a, you're going to cry, Debia, it's a, such is a deception of the human heart. Some also make mockery of God's promise of forgiveness in Christ. Oh, sin can only be forgiven in Christ. Christ took to the cross to share his blood on the cross of Calvary. But how do many people say, oh, we have been hearing all the time, yeah, jabre. But yet, that lies the power of forgiveness. Whoever will look upon this, and I always use this illustration, the two thieves on the cross. One was just laughing about, making a mockery of Christ. But look at how the other, who see, this is the Lord of glory, being punished in my place. Way, Bakun, who said, the point, Bakun, not serious, who said, oh, yeah, young people are German again. But Bakun, who said, way, and he could give his heart. At that moment, what has he got to offer? What life has he got to live? Nothing but to give his heart. And that is what God requires of us. Oh, many have been deceived in their hearts that they shouldn't worry about their soul. As if life is just like this, we are like animals. That is what our world today is becoming. Oh, we are able to live. No, but your soul does not enjoy the things of this world. Your soul has its only enjoyment in Christ, in forgiveness that God has given for us in Christ. Nipa me brezo, oma biada damo o okra. Ne me kase ekra no, nipa ekra o, nipa yezo eti ebiasi se e okra. The ekra no, enyane nije o nyan kupon mupe. Sa ubungu se dene boni acha no. Na yako pon ne do e dane so eno na ma e kra ne ji e wi ase nyome ne ni ho a betumi ama e kra ne ni aje. So I have a quote from one preacher said that let me alone is the impatient cry of sinners to all arguments. I say jammy eno ne esu adwoyefo omu ni abuche omu so jammy na me fa me mo me bra. A far country is always the coveted paradise of fools. I say my awake and if I quite an hour a Jimmy Four in any prison was a better. To live, to desire to live your life and keep God out of your heart is a desire of fools. Because what will you do? He made you, he made us. The blessings you have received in life up to this time, he gave us. He gave you. So why then do you despise him who has done you so good? In this world, if somebody do you so good, are you so unkind to him? No, but God has been so good to us. But how unkind and ungrateful many have been. The air can say, Nyagopon, Shua Brabum, and then Maria Winyagi, and Nyoma Winya, Nyagopon, while Yan Sane, Nyoma Winya Brabum, Nyagopon, and Yamau. Now, on this island, when Yamau, a yell said, what's our chance of Mahuan, and now put on Ranka Sane, Nemo Bruana, Dabi. So many are blinded by sin without shame, keep their hearts away from God, ignorant of what they lose by forsaking him. Many people don't know what they are losing by putting God out of their heart, out of their life. You are asked, Jonah said that those who observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah, Emrenua, Ojana, now, Kwaposona. That is it. If God says come, he will forgive you. If you despise, you are despising your own mercy. If you let your heart deceive you, and you don't come to him and give yourself to pray and cry to him that he takes and make you one of his children, you are deceiving yourself. So we move on. The second part of verse 13 to 14. So, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. You know that the third thing we look at is that what? A wastefulness, as a wastefulness of life in forsaking God. His attitude, another part that shows that as a wastefulness of life in forsaking God, that a life is wasted when one forsakes God and runs from him by living for oneself. You know that his delusion that he dreamt about life soon came to reality. The castles he built in the air, thinking that getting enough of his father's possession should be enough for him to live in this world. And he said that, and they wasted his substance. In hope of attaining happiness, he attained poverty. Office obenya enije nanhuatonomo. But that is the hope of sinners. You know, when God gave the law to Moses, to the Israelites, in Deuteronomy, he was telling them that if they obey him, they will be happy people. But if they don't obey him, they will be cursed and all that. And he said that, oh, some will be presumptuous. And look at how he said about them. In Deuteronomy 29 verse 9, he said that someone will say, oh, he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imaginations of my heart. Is that not how many people are thinking? Oh, look at me. Oh, Samia de Bohemia, he made a cook with Shaman. Oh, me one back, you go away, my essay, my cook school, my essay. That's what people think of. Samia de Bohemia, See how they have changed the things altogether. It's not like that. So, see how God has blessed me. What? It's an opposite of scripture. No! Our condition in this life doesn't determine that at all. God's love for us depends on his forgiveness to us and his forgiving love for us. So though one snub God and live a life of sin, yet he hope that to have blessed things in this life and eternal hope. And how people are deceived to thinking that, oh, since God has blessed me in this life with many things, oh, eternity, I shall have more in abundance. And they deceive themselves. What a great deception. In Isaiah 65 verse 20, we are told that as the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Let the sinner live 100 years in this life, he shall be cursed for his sin. And in the life to come, he shall be cursed. So it is not a blessing when I'm still unforgiving of my sins. When I'm still a sinner. And so, because I have enough of worldly things, I think, oh, I am blessed of God. It's a deception. And many have been deceived in this. And the last part of that, we said that, and he began to be in want. You know that the course he took now, the fruit of sinful acts is now revealing its rot. He began to have to be in want. How soon he find himself in a jaw of wretchedness. He soon left, he soon spent, and soon he was in want. That is the life of man on this earth. But you know, Bible tells us that be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, so shall he also reap. If you reap to your flesh, you shall reap flesh. If you reap to yourself things of the world, if you sow your strength, you give yourself to the things of the world, and you live for these things, the things of the world, oh, in the end, you shall have the blessings of the things of the world. Pain, emptiness, and your soul will be in distress. And the end of life, you become distressed. You'll be far away from God. Some have become so immune to God, and that they are so soaked in their sins that even on their deathbed, when they are so sick, they say there's no God. There's one scientist, sometimes Hopkins. He died about some few years ago. He was disabled. He was always sitting in a wheelchair, but he was one of the most genius scientists. He said there's no God. Even on before he died, he just said there's no God. What a wretchedness! He cannot, from his infancy, He was a disabled person. They have to support him. He can't even read his head. He can't talk. So they use instrument to get his, I mean, whatever he has to write and all that. But he despised God. He never, he said there was no God. He was one of the scientists who were championing that, I mean, God is just a phantom's idea. And he died in that state. And you think he was happy? No. God had deserted him to himself. The American said, a bit more feel said, oh, but still, no, you're okay. And then you have a point, so I'm saying, no, you have a point. If you say, what we share, I think we're associated. So we see that this young man was already feeling the sting of his rebellion. You know, there are many also who are ruined into poverty because of reckless spending. You know, people have become penniless because of reckless spending. When they are falling into ill health because of fleshly lust, they enjoy in drunkenness, smoking, fornication, adultery. They enjoy such things when they were having strength. And you know, sin physically brings it to some people, and eternally brings it to. So, sin. If you enjoy sin in this life, you have your portion. I mean, as you read that, whosoever sows to his flesh shall of the flesh be corruption. When you sow yourself to sin, whatever sin you sow yourself into, even in this life, you have the taint of it. And the life to come, eternal damnation. You know, many are suffering. I know many of my friends, who I used to know, I mean, former colleagues, they are suffering from many illnesses, some from kidney problems, from liver, because of drunkenness. They are young people. Some have to be, I mean, operated upon. Even their young age. I mean, it is taking a toll. And those that when you tell them, be careful, they are so strong. They make mockery of those who don't drink. And such things of that sort. And not only in drunkenness, any form of sin, how people, when they enjoy it, their mind is off from every advice. So furthermore, living in sin is to ruin one's life. It denies your soul of spiritual and eternal life. In this life, man has to receive spiritual life to live, to please God. If you don't have that spiritual life, you are denied. You can't have any relationship with God. And how do we have that spiritual life? When you come to Jesus Christ. When you come and ask Him to forgive your sin. And God, looking upon you, if you are sincere about your sin, and He gives you the Holy Spirit to come and lead you. This is a spiritual life. You become aware of who you are. You can pray to Him. You know God is real. And this spiritual life, in eternity, it's eternal life. When we die, this spiritual life lives with us, and we are ushered into eternity. The Ekan said, "Bone Emma, the boy of Washre, Sumsuma Brabosa, Kumubu Asasisu, and then down Kansu, so Kumunya, Emra, Asasi, the Kumuak. When I make that, say, what do you want Christ to? Not the one in Chow. That's the Yakupong, Elbro, Hunasa, or the Hong Kong from Mawa. What's an Asasis in Yakupong? So those who have spiritual life are those who live on eternity. So nobody should deceive him or herself that, I don't know if I'm saved or not, but I know that when I meet God, he will let me go to heaven. No, you might have a life that you have living here for him. Also, when So we see that the sinner deprives himself of the true comfort, peace, joy of life, eternal life, which God gives to his forgiving children. So when you are talking about the joy in the Lord, they are laughing. I mean, what are you talking about? They think that the worldly joy is the best because they have not tasted the joy which is in Christ Jesus. This is what Jesus says to all who forsake him when he is calling them to come back. He said this to the Jews, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Yes, are they not living? They were living. The Jews who were not coming to Christ, were they not living? They were living. But he told them that they will not come to him, that they will have life. This is a spiritual life he's talking about. A life from God, a life that makes you alive to God. This is what Israel said.
mumba mwenchai na mwenye mkwa. Na mse, nasuna mwenchi ase, mwenye mkwa mwenchi ase azizu. Yana chonza o, kaa mkwa, mbumu utumi, asha ase ya mwenye mkwa. Enye mkwa, ya diya uya bebi ase. Enye mkwa, mwenye mkwa mkwa ye, nye mkwa mwenye mkwa mwenye mkwa, nye mkwa ya bra bote ya mensa. Yitumidi ya kuwa mwenye mkwa, nye chana ase mwano. And that is what he's talking about here. Him, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Yet life is here. So we know, as I said, we come to Jesus Christ with our whole heart. In Proverbs, look at what I mean. The word of wisdom says, "I said that my son, give me thy heart. My son, give me thy heart." God wants the heart. That is where sin is ruling. And my question to you is: have you given your heart to Christ? I will come to ask Him. I know my heart is sinful. I know I am deprived. I know that there is no good in me. And I can't do anything. Have you come to Him to ask Him? Have you cried to Him? Many people say, oh yes, I have done so. But God knows your heart. If you are really doing the right thing. If you do so, God has promised that whoever comes to you, will never cast him out. So if you are true, God will save you. Let me ask you, what do I come about Jesus Christ to open your eyes? What best friend say, right there, you must have come up, one in a team. May you be one in it? May you be one in it? May you be one in it? That's why you be paying now. If you have been my pen, no woman, or when you have been saying, I won't be near or any cream, or any cream. Now, what I said, near or by a hoop on Jim, open, it's a way to cream one. Truly, you cream one of the mouth, I'm one. We young, if we say, 1 year on the cream. Christ said, you will not come to me that you might have life. Because he has enough life to give to everybody. Or some moon by me, and when you are, if you say, Christ, or one can't move here, so the balance, and one year. So I move to my fourth point, and we look at his attitude again. This time, he's now, we are looking at how he now is recovering from verse 15 to 16. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And who are fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. You see that after he saw that he was in want. Hey, then let me do something. He's now trying to do something to keep him in that city, which is far from his father. Immediately he was in want. He never remember going home. He realized that he can. Okay, can I do something to sustain me to be in this city of sin? Yes, that's what he's thinking of. Emra, who said he had to know? Why being so? Being confused. I said no. Me baby being able to me ask now to have money. Actually, that's what he's thinking. He now realizes his emptiness, so he tries to find something so that he can at least survive long in that city of destruction. And what did they offer him? The best they offered him cannot survive him. And we are told that the expression there that nobody gave him to him. At least he was feeding. He could, I mean, it's a parable, so you see that we don't take the expression word by word like that. I'm sure they gave him something, but it couldn't make him survive. It cannot help him. It made him even worse and plunged him to great misery. Oh, I'm in this state, and all that they can offer me in this place I've come to be living and enjoying all my life cannot sustain me. Then why would I feel that there was satisfaction in this place? Am I not being deceived? That's the question he might be asking himself. But this reminds us of Adam trying to cover himself after he has sinned with a leaf. How can a man cover himself with a leaf? Adam, or your born and wake, am I a Kaiser? Adam, or your born in that? Why are you born in this young boy? Then, oh, yeah, go try her mother, the Katan bonus. The Akrav Abramo and so, who said, what said in the Japadania? That's where people will be a banner among you at last. Remember, King Saul also, he offered burnt and peace offerings to God himself. And he was also supposed to do so because he think he needed help. You see, when sinners are pushed to a wall, when people don't want to accept that they are sinners and that they need the forgiveness of God, they try to do something to make themselves feel good. When there's emptiness in your heart, filling yourself with worldly entertainment and worldly things will make you worse. Will make you become a worse kind of person. So it is with every sinner who don't want to agree that he's a sinner and he's unrighteous and depraved. You see, some think that by doing good works, sin is cancelled.
A movie says, oh, some shots here. Oh, my boy, Michelle's here, Papa, I'm dead one here. Oh, Michelle's here, Papa, one here. When a car says, oh, no, you can't. Over to me. How who told you that you can see that you are doing good, doing good things or not? And which of us can say you can do good things? It's a deception. But people think, oh, let me do some good things to cancel the sins I've done. But can good things cancel sins? No. Even in our constitution, let the most philanthropist or the most affluent man who gives so much gifts, who have helped the nation, that many things. Let him do a bad thing. Or I mean, he's caught. And he's taken to the court. Well, the constitution said that, oh, this man, he has done so good to our nation. So let him go. No. If he's a murderer, he's a murderer. Somebody who have done nothing to the country is a murderer, is a murderer. If you have done everything for the nation, like a president can be taken to a prison after his term of office. Just this week, I heard of South Korea. I think some years ago, their former president was charged with, bribery or so. She was sentenced to 8 years in prison, and I heard that they have pardoned her. So she has come back. She was the president of the nation. But when the laws caught her, no, that is how it is. When you are a sinner, no good can cancel that sin. It's a deception. So we are the boy in here. Papa, you know, better make me a cube. Let's not match your yeah, I'm not Ghana. So I want to show my father's own wife, Papa. So look at that. Your sins. How can that good thing that you do can cancel it? It's a deception. It's a deception. Some also comfort themselves by involving themselves in church activities to to down the guilt and to make themselves happy. And also, the church doesn't have salvation. Salvation is in Christ. I'm sorry, until you give your heart to Him, whatever you do, it's nothing. It cannot cancel even a pint of sin. Some also think, when they agree or they fill their head with sound teachings of, of scripture, and they learn. So those of us who were brought up in a Christian home, from infancy, we learn about verses, and our heads are filled with a lot of things. I remember in primary school, we even argue with people about works are not for salvation, from Galatians. But myself, I wasn't saved then. But I could go to, I was taught from scripture. But that wasn't salvation. So when I got saved in later years, then I realized what the actual meaning of such things. I was just arguing about it because it was just in my mind. But it's not so. Nothing, knowledge, works, every nothing cannot get us to heaven. It's Christ alone, salvation in Him. So until you have surrendered yourself to Christ and received God's forgiveness, whatever you do is fatal. It is leading you further into destruction. Then if you copy Mra, what do you want Christ to do? So despite his enjoyment in that country, he could not become a citizen. He was still a stranger. The whole universe cannot fill the spiritual void that sin has created in our souls. If we are sitting here and to me, and the chef, So there's no true satisfied life or self enjoyment without God. Whatever enjoyment you have in this world, if God is not part of it, it is not enjoyment. It is rather leading you to sin. In Ezekiel, we are told that the prophet told them that God told them that their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their soul with their silver and gold. Let that fill their bowel, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. The sinner, with all that he has had, at the end of the day, if he doesn't know God, it becomes a stumbling block, because it makes him become satisfied and thinking he's okay, and God is pushed off. So that's what the prophet is saying here. If you say, or to meet our margins, oh, more normal, I mean, yeah, who called you. In Rampona, who said, oh, yeah, and the general. After all, who said, we are seeing the money. So he chases after one tenth and from the another. Okay, let's quickly go to our fifth point. And that is from verse 17 to 19. And when he came to himself, he said, how many high servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy high servants. So his attitude, we are looking at his attitude here as a sinner in his repentance. A sinner who has seen his want. So this young man saw his want. He wanted something to fill it up. But then, the Bible says, when he came to himself, there are three elements I want us to look in this young, this man's repentance. It's very good for us, for everyone who wants to repent. First is awareness. When he came to himself. Now, this expression commonly is meant that somebody who has recovered from madness, okay, he was mad and he has now come to his senses. So that's so I think this young man was mad. Anything, sin is madness. To go away from God is madness. So we see the younger man being recovered from his insanity. He became aware that, I cannot do much for myself. I will still sink myself into misery. So I will arise to go to my father. So it is the love of sin which deceives sinners who forsake God is spiritual madness. Remember, in Proverbs 9:3, we have treated this in detail. The heart of the sons of men is full of evil and madness is in their hearts. Why daily? There's madness. I don't want to say much about this text. We have dealt with it. Many people know it. It's madness. So and when he came to himself, somebody who was mad is now recovering. He came to himself that he's off. In his right mind, he could discern his deprivation. He said, how many high servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. When he was upset with his enjoyment in that far country, he never thought of his father's goods. He never thought of his father's plenty. It is always sin. When you are in sin and you think you are satisfied with whatever you have in that state, you never think of God. You think you are okay. But when you are aware, when you begin to think that, oh, this is madness, to live away from my Creator, to live and forsake Him, then you think about the promises of God in the Scripture. The promise that God will forgive sinners and that God has enough to spare for all who come to Him. There can say, the mra ogo fuse where the boy no one a shell so no. Now what you about who so was at the no. Now bon say, oh, we are sending your man more in the general. And I bon say, oh, you share me or boy dear, your boy me nyankupon. Me na some can say, oh, mobro humfu, na some can say, oh, the boniche, na some can say me ba me bonya my the better me no. Then, what shall I say around him? Silent. When you are aware of God, I mean, in your condition, then you can come. And then he also became aware of his room. And he said, and I perish with hunger. He saw he was perishing. Until you see that sin, it's destroying you, even in this life. And in the life to come, eternal damnation. I mean, whoever knows that there's fire, or recently there's a war in Ukraine, you know, people are running from where the bombs are coming. You see, that's how it is. When there's a distraction, who stays there? So if you see your sin as a distraction and not enjoyment, you run. But you ask the Lord to help you. Many cannot see it. I pray. The Holy Spirit have to come and convince God. Christ said that when he was going, and you send a comforter. And when he comes, you come and reprove the world of sin. Let him convince you of sin. Let him let you be aware of your condition. And when you pray, he'll hear you because no one has ever prayed to him and he has rejected. No sinner. Pray. And you may see that you are perishing with hunger. So it is that we should come in our right senses. We should be aware of our sin. The next thing we look at, he said that I will arise and go to my father. His resolution. He said that I will arise. No sooner he realized his hopeless condition that he determined to forsake it. He cried, I'll arise, and he arose and came to his father. Verse 20, as we have it in our verse. some cannot repent because they love their sin. Oh, I'm a sinner, but they sit in their sin. They don't cry to him who can relieve them. Some are in their sin, but they are happy because it gives them enjoyment, temporary enjoyment in this world. If I draw, if I bread on money, at a moment to me, if you say, need your money, and when you need your money, I mean, don't. You have to cry from your sin. People also don't sincerely cry to the Lord to help them to forsake their sin. How many of you have been praying that God should help you to forsake your sin? No, many people pray, oh, when they wake up in the morning, I thank you that you have kept me, protected me from my bed, and I commit the day to how you protect my life. And they are gone. Forgetting that sin is still sitting on them. And they think that the activities for the day should balance up whatever God's sin has created in them. You remember when Peter, he sinned against Christ, he denied him. He saw Christ, then he began to cry. If you can see Christ as such, that on the cross, it was you that he came to offer himself there, then your heart will turn and go to him. Until then, you cannot. But pray, the Lord may help you. This young man resolved. So resolve, it should come resolution. You are aware, but you have to resolve. No, there's hell coming after this. I mean, when, you don't know where your life will be spent, and you live in this world. So, you have to resolve, even now. Said the only Emra or Bravo baby, or so you see, we are jumping and let's see. Now, call radical, now, shallow. Yes, idea, we need the better. And not only resolution, his confession. His confession was not empty, he knew his rebellion against God. The child realized his sin against God. He didn't just say, he knew what he had done. He understood clearly the relation of sin towards God and toward himself. The relation of sin towards God, that I have sinned against heaven and thy sight. Do you see your sin against God? People think that, when I've done something bad to somebody and I've asked for his forgiveness, that is it. No! Every sin there is good to reconcile, but it's against God. Every sin we do is against God. I have sinned against heaven and thy sight. He saw his sin against God's holiness and justice and mercy. That such a good Father, such a good God, who has blessed the world, this life, with air, water, everything, with health, and I've sinned so much against. And you see that you have sinned against God. And also how sin relates to him. He said that I'm not worthy. Guilty. Only deserving the punishment of God. He said he's not worthy. So until you have also what? Sinned. Your sin against God. Your confession is not right. Seeing that God is holy and he's good. You have been so unholy and have been ungrateful to him. And you see yourself, I deserve nothing. It's justice. But through that your Son Jesus Christ, forgive my sin. Because he sent him to come and die for me. And you go in sincerity. God will not cast you out. He will save you. So quickly, let's go to us. Our time is running off. Let's have our sixth thought and I'll be done. The forgiveness, they will look at his character here in verse 20. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Here we look at the forgiving sinner's acceptance with God. While he was away from his father, he saw him, had compassion on him, ran to him and fell on his neck and kissed him. Look at the father was always looking out for his son. The father was always looking out for his son. Unknown to the son, the father was ready and willing to receive him. It's no wickedness on the part of sinners that God has sent his son into this world. In John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And yet you run away from him. God is always looking out to save. In Romans, we are told about God commended his love toward us in the whole world, yes, and has cried out for us. Yes, even now, as a sinner, Christ has died for you. Even now, Christ has died, and God is looking for the day you return. God is looking for the day that you come back to him and ask him to receive you. And you know that his father did not just receive him, he also freely clothed him and gave, again, make him a son, not a servant. You know, Adam, with all his glory in the Garden of Eden, he was not a son. He was a servant. He was a servant. But we, in Christ, are becoming the sons of God. Co-heirs with him. You see how beautiful it is. Adam, you know, the blessings of a believer is beyond what Adam had. Adam was still a servant. Yes, he had many things. But we, in Christ, we have greater blessings because Christ is greater than Adam. The life in Christ is greater than what Adam had, and he lost. Adam was here to taste of eternal life. And he lost it. He was here to taste of such blessings. But we in Christ, if you come to Christ, you taste it. Even here, and you are secure. And eternity will come, and you'll be with Christ. The Lord said, Adam, adoption. He adopted us in Christ. He became his sons and daughters. And what blessing to be the Son of God. Become co-heirs with Christ. Heaven, if only you will come to him. So we are in now, heaven. That's two years. But you probably bring better or more. So his father clothed him with righteousness. He gave, so God also gives us the righteousness of Christ for our sins punishment when we come to believe in him. Who don't want to have this? It's free. Why do you run away from him? Why do you forsake? It's a misery. It's a soul damning thing. Finally, there was Mary in his house. You can't tell me far gone. It's 23:24. I will not read it. But you know, Christ earlier said in verse 10 with another parable, he said that, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. So the Mary in the house talks about not a sinner only becoming happy. There's joy, the angels are looking into when the sinner will come and when Christ will apply his gracious work to him by the Holy Spirit. There's joy in heaven. And you look at you and I, the poor sinners here, and our salvation brings joy in heaven. And don't you want to run to that? Oh, let us run to Christ. Let us come to him. Is anyone here running away from God? Is your heart running far away from him? Are you despising his mercy? Don't you want to have peace with God, that your life will be at peace in this world and the world to come? God is ever really ready to receive you. Look to Calvary. That is where the way is. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And consider how Christ has done for sin, for your sin. And come to him. He will save you. He will not despise you. His blood alone must plead for you, else you perish. Until Christ's blood pleads for you, you perish. So Jesus' invitation to sinners is this: come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Will you come to him? The son came to his father. He had rest, a rest of a son. Will you come to God so that you become, you have the rest of the sons of God? But over to Yabaya Ponchin, also be Nya Mujia and Pony Man in Banwana. Let's pray to you.